in the corner and just have a sheet pulled across there, a curtain, and hang them, put a rod in there, just a broom handle or something like that. But, and, you know, like this clothes closet right here in this corner and one in the other room. One in this room, in the bathroom.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Did you ever have like a piece of furniture in the bedroom had we could hang clothes up and have drawers in it sometimes? And, well, I don't know if they ever had drawers in it and had little shelves, I think.
Yeah, I had a, we call it a cabinet. It was just straight up and had this doors and slide on the front. But it is tall.
Did it have mirrors on the front or anything like that?
No, I think it's this door. Is it the one, this little door?
My grandparents used to have one of those. I remember we used to go see them in Arkansas, and I thought that was the neatest thing I'd ever seen because we didn't have one. But grandmother and granddaddy had one.
Yeah, I got one out there in the garage.
Is it y'all still
old?
Using? Yeah, still using?
No. Mm-hmm. It was my mother and daddy's whenever she died. Why, she gonna give it to me. I got it.
We've got one. My husband and I have one that belonged to his grandmother. And it's pretty big. It's nice, you know. It doesn't have any shelves in it or anything, but it's just hanging clothes in there.
Did you ever have one of your old top cabinets?
No, I sure would like to.
I got one in there. Got it covered up with junk.
Yeah.
We don't use it.
Well, what do you use it for? You keep
Let's look around there. I mean, you know, down in this other corner right down here. Had it stacked up.
Oh, gosh, yeah, you do. You've got it covered.
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
And everything that you can think of in them drawers, they're just full of pictures of old things.
Well, I like that. We've got a little one that belonged to, again, that belonged to my husband's grandmother, but top just kind of pulls down like this, you know, and you can ride on it. But it's only about this wide. It's not really big. If you were going to buy a sofa and some chairs and table and stuff like that, what kind of store would you go to?
I don't know. Might go to the store advertised a lot of stuff there in the paper.
Yeah, yeah. Where in Sanger, where? What store would you buy that kind of stuff at?
Well, there's this one there that's got any of that, and that's there in the hardware store, Smith's. You've got the furniture. But he don't have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So you pretty much have to go into Denton, I guess. Y'all ever go to Gainesville for stuff, or is that too far?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's my hometown.
Oh, is that right? You consider Gainesville your hometown?
Yeah. Yeah, see, I used to live both sides of it.
Yeah.
Valley View and then Spring Creek back out from Gainesville.
Oh, is it east of Gainesville?
Well, no, it's not east. It comes down, well, it's up about halfway between Gainesville and Valley View. Uh-huh. And only goes out a little ways. Uh-huh. And then Rock Creek, where I went out their way, it is just the other side of Gainesville.
But on up north, is it?
Is out west, west of Gainesville.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right on 82. Well, it wasn't right on it, but it's off to the
where
left.
Where Lindsay
there.
Is, sort of?
No,
where
I
Lindsay
went.
Is?
Yeah.
Is it sort of around where Lindsay is?
Well, it's the other way. Lindsay's west.
Yeah. Okay. You know, when I was going to school, I used to spend the summers working at that camp, you know, I told you about. And it just north of St. Joe. And we'd get a night off, and there wasn't any place to go, so we'd go into Gainesville. And one thing to do was one picture show, you know, in Gainesville, and if there wasn't anything good on, well, what we'd do is, you know, that old courthouse, and it's got one of those old fire escapes that's a slide, and it's real steep. Well, if you've got real good tennis shoes,